this feeding our future thing, it just seems to know no end. And now we find out that some of this fraud was committed in Pelican Rapids and Moorhead as well. To this point, it's kind of seemed to be one of those Twin Cities kind of things that is at arm's length and doesn't bother us so much. But in reading about this person who was orchestrating the fraud, Duell claimed to serve 6,000 meals to children every day in Pelican Rapids. But the population of Pelican Rapids is only about 2,600 people. What in the world are we doing here? Was there absolutely no vetting of any of these programs at all?
No. You know, and that's what we've been finding out over the last couple years in particular. Since that Feeding Our Future, you know, which was kind of the biggest of the scandals, there was a lot of them prior and there's been a lot since. But once that kind of hit, it wasn't the agency, that's for sure, because they still don't check up on things. But we had people going to doors of these addresses and finding out there's nobody there. They're a warehouse, whether it's for Feeding Our Future or the CCAP operation where it was childcare. They were locked up. It was an address that they used. And I mean, it's just inconceivable that the agency just does nothing to follow up on these applications or check them out. And they just send checks. And we're seeing the result of that.
Okay, so one thing that drives me nuts is when people who sit in chairs like mine take anything that happens in Minnesota that's bad and say it's Tim Walz' fault, or if anything good happens, it's Donald Trump's, he did it or whatever. I get tired of that game of just let's blame everything on people we don't like, and certainly there's reasons to have issue with Tim Walz. But I would love, as objective as you can, how responsible is the governor for what has happened with Feeding Our Future, in your opinion?
Well, I say that he is fully responsible, but at the same time, I will say our constitutional offices also are, and in particular, our attorney general. Our attorney general, along with the governor, have turned their back on this. And part of the governor's piece of it is it's his administration. And he is the one that hires and chooses these commissioners and puts them in their place. So it's some of it. I mean, it isn't all directed right from his office, but it's the people that he's got under him as a whole that this problem is there. And then you could take, and I do say Governor Walz is responsible, because this last session we put in play in the Senate an office of the OIG. So we were going to put an investigator general into the administrative office to help with fraud. And it had to be in the governor's office, because that's the only way it would have had power to subpoena and, you know, go all the way through the prosecution side of it. And while we were passing it in the Senate, he was against it. We passed it, a full bipartisan bill, but it never got taken up in the House because they were a 50-50 membership. After it was all over, then the governor says, yeah, I like that. Well, he was against it before he liked it, because once he said he liked it, he knew it wasn't going to pass.
Yeah.
And to me, that the blame falls on his doorstep, because we were trying to give him tools to help shut this down going forward, and he didn't want them.
The amount now of the alleged fraud is upwards of $250 million, and this is the child nutrition programs, Feeding Our Future, other things as well here. And these are, you know, immense sums of money. This person who was committing this fraud in Moorhead and Pelican Rapids, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars into the millions for this person. And when these monies were allocated, we get what came out of the COVID-19 pandemic. There was just way too much money flooding the zone. Nobody could keep track of it all. I understand that. But has the governor, has Keith Ellison, have they, in your mind, I think I know the answer, but I'm gonna ask anyway, have they shown the requisite amount of concern that this happened, or that they got involved to try to see what was happening as quickly as they could to try to put out the fire the best they could. On those two items, their concern level and what steps that they actually took, do you feel like those two gentlemen have served the state well?
No. And the reason I say that is we are seeing this come to the forefront. It's making headlines and such now. And that is because all of these programs have federal dollars in them. They're Medicaid programs. And because of that, the federal government has been in Minnesota. They're the ones leading the prosecution in the Feeding Our Future. And as they prosecuted more defendants, and they prosecuted now the 78th defendant, but while they were doing that, they discovered that these same people were participating in fraud in multiple programs. And so it's thanks to the federal government that this is being exposed. Our state, under the direction of Keith Ellison and the Attorney General's office, did nothing until the federal government now has come in and, you know, opened the book wide open, and in the pages are endless. It seems like we hear about a new fraud case every week.
Yes, I know. It never seems to end. What do the Democrats say, whether it's Ellison or people in the state legislature, what do they say to defend themselves or defend the governor and the attorney general on this stuff? What kind of excuses do they come up with, or what kind of rationale do they give when you say to them, don't you care about any of this?
You know what? They don't seem to. I've been part of a committee the last 2 months. The Democrats put it together in the Senate, and it was a federal impact study. So basically, they're complaining about everything that the administration does in Washington, D.C. And when we try to roll it back into the fraud that we've had and these various things that we got to, one, keep an eye on, and the second is stop them and figure out how to do business so that they can't get, you know, the fraudulent payments again, there is, at least the way I see it, there's no concern. They just look the other way, and that's the frustrating part, because it's black and white. And when you talk about the amount of money, under the Walz administration, there's 28 documented scandals. And now these are some that have been prosecuted. They're documented, paperwork and such in place. That's just short of $700 million. We do figure that this total is probably up in the $5 to $6 billion range if you go over the whole lineup. You know, and some of this goes back to the days of Mark Dayton as governor. You know, back in the days when we had suitcases with $100 million flying out of the MSP, the airport, heading overseas. You know, they've been doing this cash transfer for a long time, and we've got to get it stopped.